Welcome back to Nachyomi. We are up to Perek Yud Beis, chapter 12 of Sefer Shmuel Beis. Natan goes to David and he gives him what appears to be a mashal, although that is not known to David at the outset. But he speaks to him about, two men in the city, that there was one rich man, one poor man. The rich man has a lot of animals. The poor man has just one. And a visitor comes, and the rich man takes the poor man's lamb and prepares it for the man who came to him. And, you know, obviously not such a nice thing to do, to have the rich man take advantage of the poor man like that. So David becomes furious, and he says that whoever did this, we should have him killed. But Natan says to David, don't you get it? This man is you. Hashem says to you that I have given you so much and you did all these terrible things with Uriah HaChiti. And so he says the sword won't ever leave from your house because of this. And Hashem says further that I'll make a terrible thing rise against you in your own house, and I'll take your wives and give them to other men in front of you. And Hashem says further, you tried to keep all of this secret, but I will make it public. And David's response is special. He says that I'm guilty. I did this. And he tries to do teshuva for it. Natan says back to him that Hashem forgives him and that he won't die. But unfortunately, the baby does have to die. And the Navi continues to refer to Bathsheba as Uriah's wife. And once the baby is born, it becomes very ill. David commits himself to pleading to God for the little baby, but after 7 days, the baby dies. And the servants were basically afraid to tell David, but when he saw them whispering, he understood that it was because the baby was dead and no one wanted to tell him. He gets up, he cleans up and everything, and he has some food to eat finally. And his servants asked him why he seems okay now that the child is dead, but before that point, he was devastated. And he answers very logically. He says, before the baby died, he hoped Hashem would hear his tefillot and save the baby. But now that he is dead, there's no reason to fast. There's no reason to be depressed. There's no reason to allow myself to be taken aback and, go into a cocoon over this. Because all of that will never be able to bring him back. And David goes to console Bathsheba. And they were together, and they have another son, and they name him Shlomo, and Hashem loves him, tells us the Navi. David sends a message to Natan, and Hashem tells him to name him Yedidya. And meanwhile, Yoav attacks Ammon, captures the royal city, and he sends word to David to capitalize and attack more. They take the crown from the head of the king and put it on David's head. David turned the residents of the town into workers, and we're told that he did this to all of the towns of Ammon. And David returns with his soldiers to Yerushalayim. That brings us to the end of Perek Yud Beis. Next time we'll continue with Yud Gimel, but for now, have a beautiful day.